Do you ever wonder what parenting is really like? Do you think that you're the only one that's struggling? Or have you missed out on that amazing hack everyone was talking about? Well, that sounds like you. Grab a seat and get comfy, as you'll be hearing real life stories from parents that are on the same collective journey, a little thing called parenthood. We'll hear from parents, caregivers, and experts as we fumble through this wonderful path together. I'm your host, Rashida, and welcome to the Parents Connecting Podcast. Hi everyone, it's Rashida and welcome to Parents Connecting. Today, it's going to be a little bit of a different episode. When I started this whole podcast journey, I wanted to come up with a name where it would resonate with people. And I am a parent. I've been a mother for 5 years. My daughter is going to be 5 next week, which is just so crazy where the time goes. And so the journey to motherhood, right, began 6 years ago because you're pregnant for almost a year. But being a parent isn't my only identity. It can be a relational point to other people, but what I've come to understand about myself over the last year or so is that, you know, in addition to being a mom and a parent, I'm a wife, I'm a daughter, I'm a friend, and I'm me. I'm myself. And I'm discovering more and more who I am and what I want to be. And, I work full time. And this whole journey, it's been so interesting and such a place to explore that provides such creativity, like an outlet for creativity that I never thought was important to me, but it is. It gets my juices flowing. I love connecting with people. And so that's where the name started. But it's not to say that it won't change in the future. So if one day you're hearing an episode in the future and somehow the name and the artwork changes, you'll know why. And I'll refer back to this episode for that. But this episode isn't about parenting, and it really isn't even about children. It's about working, because that's relevant and to me at this point in my life. And so I wanted to just share some thoughts. Like, I have thoughts and life experiences that I go through that I think are would help people, and to just speak my mind. And so that's what this episode is. You get to get a little bit of taste of who I am, a little bit of background on myself, what I do, how I got into what I'm doing, and ultimately some hopefully little nuggets of encouragement that I think everyone needs from time to time. So take a listen, and if you like what you hear, rate the show, follow it. When you follow a show, you'll get updates on when new episodes publish. And join my Facebook group or follow me on Instagram. These are all new. You know, Instagram is a new platform for myself. I'm an old dinosaur who, you know, used to like Facebook and used it for not as much as I think people do nowadays. So it's a work in progress. So I appreciate everybody's support and encouragement. It's been fabulous. And I really appreciate the you guys listening. It's such a wonderful thing to be talking to and with people. And so reach out to me if you have a topic that you want to hear about, or you know, share, or if you want to be a guest on the show. I'm always interested in having a conversation. So like I said, reach out to me and tag me. Like, share this podcast with other people so that it grows and gets to a greater audience. So listen in. Hi everyone. I just wanted to hop on to
give you some thoughts on not necessarily parenting, but working, because some of you are working parents. I just wanted to tell you about something that I have learned and really something that's kind of innate in me. I am a finance professional by day, let's say, and I kind of fell into the role just in general, like after college. I didn't really know what I wanted to do or be when I grow up. And to some degree, I'm sort of still in that position. I don't know how an 18-year-old is supposed to figure out what they want to do for the rest of their lives, especially after having learned about the brain and learning that your prefrontal cortex doesn't actually fully develop until you are 25 years old. So anything that you're doing, you know, teenage years and all this stuff, it's, you know, you don't have a fully formed brain at that point. So, you know, I fell into finance, I fell into accounting specifically. I have an undergrad, I have a graduate degree, a master's in accounting, and I was working for a public accounting firm for several years and then went on to pivot careers. I never wanted to be an auditor, but it was a way that I thought would be able to get me to travel the world. That was what I was really interested. You know, I didn't know what I wanted to do, but I knew I wanted to travel and see the world. And some of the firms that I had been interviewing with had, you know, said that you go to different job sites and different, you know, they'd listed of different countries. And I thought, oh, that's so intriguing. And then just based on, you know, I got put on a site and a client that wasn't necessarily a travel client. So I ended up pivoting a few years later and went to go work at a tech firm, still doing the finance side of things, but I was in treasury and learned a whole bunch of new sets of skills. Like I came into a new role, and ended up managing, investments for the firm. So pension investments, 401k assets. You know, we didn't do the money managing ourselves, but we did, you know, my job was to meet with the fund managers and do all that stuff. So very different role. Didn't have experience in investments, but I really, really love learning. And that's why I love this podcast platform, because you can learn so much, A, from just reading about yourself. Like I do a ton of research when I want to know something and I really want to know the whys. I do. I go and look up stuff. I scour the web. And I like talking to people and I ultimately like figuring things out. And so I left that firm after I probably was there for about 8 years in total. I left in the middle to do a stint at like a local government job that was the COO of the retirement like pension fund. And it's so interesting because if you've worked at multiple jobs or if you've had different roles, the experience that you're gaining in those roles can sometimes seem so irrelevant. But when I switched into this tech firm, I actually switched. So I was an auditor. I was a public accountant. So that when anybody says they're in public accounting, that just means they're working at one of these larger firms, like, right, Ernst & Young, that's where I used to work. And I did that for several years. Then I did internal audit, which is more of like you're in the business, inside of a company, learning the processes, all this, et cetera, et cetera. Now, none of those things were ever anything I wanted to do again, but then I had an opportunity to move into something new. And so then I took this treasury role that I was telling you guys about. Did that for a few years and had an opportunity come up to be the chief operating officer of a retirement fund. And I was like, wow, like I didn't think that I had any chance in getting this role and didn't even think that I had met all the sort of minimum qualifications. I was on the younger side. A lot of the candidates that had interviewed were more seasoned than I was at that stage in my life. And so I ended up beating out 8 other candidates and took the role. Now, that role, I ended up there for less than 6 months because, I mean, the director of this organization was just such a different person depending on who she talked to. And so she made my life a living hell, really. And she had lied. She was lying actively. And it was, you know, she was spying on people's emails. It was just, it really was crazy stuff. And I learned about a lot of the stuff after I left, like, you know, as I was leaving. And so I was, it validated my decision for leaving. And I did not, I didn't have a job lined up. I'm not the kind of person who would just quit without a job, but I did. I was so miserable and it was just so taxing at that time. My husband was doing a ton of travel. He was probably gone like 250 days out of the year. And the times that we were together, I was just so stressed out that it just wasn't worth it. And he was just like, we'll figure it out. We will figure it out. And he's always had that mindset. And I'm a really practical person. And we had just purchased a house. And you feel the weight of the world, right? Because it's, you know, you have to earn and you got to pay the mortgage and all this kind of stuff. But there was something that happened, I can't remember. And it was just like the straw that broke the camel's back. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to quit. And so I did. And I ended up taking a couple of months off. And I've always encouraged people to take time off in between jobs. If you can afford it and if you can do it, even if you can't afford it, honestly, like a few days or a week or something in between, you're going to be working for the rest of your life. In general, that's not to say that that's everybody, but in general, you're going to be working for a really long time. And I have always wanted time in between jobs. And this one, it worked out. I took time off in between before I took the job and ended up taking time off after. And so I left and then I came back to my prior job. They had wanted me. And then I was doing a whole bunch of new things. The whole team had turned over and I was probably the only one that had any seniority there. And I was starting to, I guess that role that I had before, it gave me some perspective about what I could do, what I could be, you know. It impacted the way people saw what I was capable of doing. And so if you believe in something yourself, people will believe it. If you don't believe it in yourself, nobody will believe it. I mean, my life was pretty miserable for a few months, but it was worth it, I think. I learned what I was capable of, and I was learned what I was not capable of in terms of dealing with shit that I don't want to do, right? And so when my old firm called me back, I was in a position to help dictate my own schedule and my own life. And that's what I did. I had moved at that point. I wasn't in the same location and work was going to be further. And this was pre-pandemic. And so it's interesting because I kind of had started working a hybrid type of role even before the pandemic started, and it worked for me. And then closer to kind of the end of when I was there, I was almost fully remote. So the pandemic transition was really easy for me. But I digress. So I went back and I, you know, for me, when somebody gives me a task and says something, I guess maybe that's my audit streak. I don't know. I'm just a really skeptical person. When somebody tells me something, it doesn't make sense to me. I'm like, what? I don't like to take things at face value. And that's going to be really annoying. I know that. But it helps me to understand the world a little bit better. And so I would change things. Like if things didn't make sense to me, I would change them. And I wouldn't do it immediately. I would figure out, okay, I would kind of see how things are going. But I remember like when I came on board to one of these roles, there was something that was like, you had to do it every single day and you had to like pull this report. And if you didn't pull a report, then you wouldn't find the numbers. And I'm like, what? Like, what is this? And it got me so nervous because I'm like, well, what if I want to take a vacation day or something? Like, who's going to pull the report? And then I ended up just, you know, eventually I stopped doing it. And it realized that it wasn't a necessary thing. And so, you know, that can be kind of, that aspect can be applied, I guess. That aspect can be applied to all things in life. Right? Like there are so many things that we do in life that are just so irrelevant, that we think are really important, that we have been told are really, really important and relevant. You must do this, whether it's in your home life, right? relationships, parenting, whatever it is. You just, you know, you read an article and they're like, you must feed your child XYZ or blah, blah, blah. Well, what? And so I've always had this sense of, if something doesn't make sense, I have to figure out why. And so going back to kind of how I opened the show in terms of a little work thing, from that, you know, job, I then ended up leaving and started consulting. And my husband does real estate development and joined a partnership, a very small partnership, just a couple of guys, a few guys. And that was it. That was all. And I think there was like one guy that also kind of part-time for them. And they were growing, you know, things were a little bit disorganized from a, you know, whenever you kind of formulate something, you always have to got to get the back office in order, right? And none of them really finance guys. And so my husband had been asking for a while. He's like, oh, you should come work for my company, you know, work for us and blah, blah, blah. And so finally, when I decided to leave, you know, I was going to try to pivot careers a little bit. And I thought, okay, well, this is a good transition. I could consult and then kind of start this new gig I wanted to do. And I started, and then the pandemic happened. And so the other gig that I was going to go for ended up just not coming to fruition, which I think in the long term was actually a good thing. And I'm still here. So I ended up staying on board full time. And there's a lot of things that I have, a lot of things that have changed, changed and improved and just, you know, organized and all kinds of stuff. And then I've hired people and then they've left and then I've had to retake the roles. And so I'm learning constantly. And also I'm inundated with a million things. And one very small thing I remember was my prior accountant that used to work for us had said, this is a silly thing, because if you're not in finance or if you're, this is probably not even relevant, but we have a vendor that we needed to make a payment, and sometimes we end up paying several invoices at the same time. These are large invoices. They're a contractor for us. They build, you know, they help with the construction of buildings. So, you know, they're pretty big invoices. And when we might consolidate two invoices, but we were sending separate wire payments. Wire payments cost us money. We incur a fee every time we send a wire. And I asked, like, why are we sending, because I just see the fee part of it. Like, why are we sending multiple wires for, you know, XYZ? And I asked my accountant, like, well, no, you know, they've said that, you know, they have to have them separate. And at that point, I was a little bit removed from this particular project. And I said, okay, I'll just accept it. You know, and still it bothered me. I'm like, why are we, that doesn't make any sense to me. And then I asked the head of development. I said, hey, like, why is your contractor requesting or requiring us to send them separate wires? He's like, oh, and I said, I was taking over for some temporary thing. And he's like, that's just the way it is. You know, it messes up with their accounting and blah, 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 blah. And at that point, there's just all kinds of stuff going on and I'm busy. And I was just like, all right, I'm not going to rock the boat here. I'll just issue the separate wires. And then today, because now I'm fully overtaken that particular role because I'm filling in for just a vacancy that we have. And so when you do that, you're completely inundated, but you also are looking at all of the things that are duplicative work or that are unnecessary. And this was one of them. So I came back to it and I said, what? Like, I'm not going to ask the vendor. If you want to get paid, it shouldn't matter if I pay you in three tranches or one tranche, right? I'm still paying you the full amount. If I pay you $50, if I gave you two bills, it's the same thing as $100, right? It might require you to go break that $100 bill, right? You might have to have a little bit more effort on your end, but I still gave you $100. And so that's what this one was. So this time, I decided to just send a note to say, hey, heads up, we're not making three separate wires. We are consolidating these and you will get one large payment. And the response was, okay, that works. I'll let our department know. And so all that meandering story and all that stuff to be said, isn't it interesting what happens when you just say something, when you just put your voice out there, when you just not even ask, but when you like, if there's something that you want to do in life or that doesn't make sense, don't keep doing it. Figure out the why or what makes sense and then go for that. And this was, you know, this is a work example because it just happened and it's relevant to me. And it just made me wonder and think and almost reinforce what I've always thought is if you're questioning something, whether it's something you've read, something that somebody's told, your parents have told you how to parent your parent, your kids or something, if there's something you're just wondering why, doesn't mean that there's not a valid reason, right? A lot of the things that my parents have said when I was growing up, I'm like, oh, you don't know what you're talking about. But then, you know, look, I mean, there's wisdom there. I get older, I have my own children, and I think, oh, that's why they said X, Y, Z, or that's why they did X, Y, Z, right? It comes into full, the picture becomes more clear. But if there's something fundamentally just like doesn't make sense, and you can't figure out why, and then you have a better way to do something, try it. See where it goes, because that's intuition. And I think that in general, my intuition, I squash it down in the past because my thought was, well, I mean, if I'm questioning something, right, if I'm asking like, oh, I mean, nobody else seems to be wondering that or asking that, might be a stupid question. Like, why, you know, I should just go figure that out. But the reality is, if there's something in you that says, like, oh, this doesn't feel right, then flush it through. Ask, raise your hand. Because you can go on, like, I could have just continued to do what we did. And that wouldn't be, it wouldn't be any huge difference, but there'd be more work on my end. More fees that we incur, all for just doing the status quo. I am not a believer in status quo. It doesn't work for me. It works for other people. But I think God made people different for a reason. We can't all be the same. We can't all be executives. We can't all be, you know, like, I don't think that that's the way the world is meant to be. And so I've never looked down on anybody for being a janitor, for being operations, you know, administrative assistants, because the reality is we need everybody. We need everybody. Imagine a world where there's no janitors, right? You would have dirty, whatever, buildings and this and that. But there are some people that feel so entitled that they never amounted to anything. Oh, they just work at McDonald's or they just work whatever. But who are you to say, like, who are you to say that? Those people that work there are serving somebody. And so, you know, I know these are all tangents, but these are all things that are in my mind that I think are important to say. And I want to say it. And I think that this platform is amazing because I can put voice to the things that I think about that are important to me and that will help you learn a little bit about me. And so as I bring on guests and as we talk further and as I give you more information about myself and tell you a little bit more about my life, it'll give you a sense of just my view of the world. And I'm super excited about that. And so the moral of this episode is really to just take one, like, if you have a question, just ask it. If you have a statement, just say it. And if you want to do something, just do it. Know that the action or the consequence might be there, might be not what you're looking for, but don't hold back because you're afraid of what somebody might think. Sometimes we need the outliers, and sometimes you might can even improve something. So until next time, happy connecting.